Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah, because there's definitely a lot of loss through all that. But, yeah, that'll definitely help out, definitely. I don't know about you, but that tail seems to be getting shorter the warmer the repeater gets. I am just pulling in the driveway, though, so it's probably going to be my last go-around. Alrighty. Yeah, I'm taking this stretch all the way to the dog bone, so. Alrighty. That was a good seeing you again. Good talking to you. And we'll talk to you later on. And yeah, have a good evening. Alrighty. AC9HO and 9YOU.
Comment.
There, we got you in there, Mike. Yeah, Brian, you have a good one. Drive careful. And you actually sound better now on mid-power where you're at than you did in the parking lot at low power. Go ahead. I believe that was Mike, KF9WW. Maybe I'm right. Maybe I'm not. Go ahead. AC9HO.
This is Chris, K9OVO. I just wanted to let you know, here in Lakeville, the 610 machine sounds much better than this one.
Well, that's not too surprising, because the antenna, well, no. I'm trying to think where Lakeville is in orientation, because there's a tower that the antenna is mounted to on top of the tower that would give a little bit of a null. But I think that's more north-ish. I'm thinking. I'm trying to picture it right now. But yeah, that could be part of the problem for you with this repeater. Hey, Kurt, think Potato Creek. He's not that far from Potato Creek going east.